Here's some Beatles trivia that might be news to even the most hardcore fans. An English teacher in Spain might be responsible for convincing the band to include lyrics in the liner notes on their albums. That teacher's name was Juan Carrión, and he died this week at the age of 93. He came up with this idea, which was novel at the time, of using Beatles lyrics to teach English.
But he had a problem, of course, because he didn't always understand what was being said.
That's Richard Tornay, a reporter in Spain. Tornay says Carrión wrote down what he heard as best he could in a notebook, leaving blank spots for the words he couldn't decipher. Remember, no Google back in 1966. But then Carrión got an idea. Why not ask John Lennon himself to fill in the blanks?
So when he heard that John Lennon was coming to Spain to make a film, he got it in his head that he was going to seek John Lennon out. He was going to meet him and he was going to find out whether or not he'd be willing to help him out with this.
So this is 1966 in southern Spain. He wants to meet John Lennon, who's hugely popular at this point. How did he end up meeting him?
Well, he got on a bus and drove from Murcia to Almeria. It was about a two-hour bus journey away. He had very little money on him, and he just starts asking around. And to cut a long story short, he managed to meet a man called Les Anthony, who was John Lennon's bodyguard and chauffeur, and they struck up a very quick friendship, and he started passing on these lyric sheets to him to give to John Lennon to correct.
So he takes a bus from his town to Almeria, asks around, finally makes this connection, and just kind of hangs out till he gets to meet him and gets this bodyguard to pass the lyrics to John Lennon.
Yes, it took about a week, and he finally got to meet him. It was a short meeting. It was about, I think, half an hour at the most. But they got on well. And John Lennon made three promises to Juan Carrión as a result of that meeting. One of those was that he would send him the lyrics by post of Beatles songs before they were released on albums, that he would publish that the lyrics would appear on the next Beatles album. In this case, it was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And finally, that he would visit him in Cartagena in his academy when he could, as we know now that he kept two of those promises.
So he actually ended up sending him the lyrics beforehand?
Yes, and there's that went on for about 2.5 years or so. I understand that they kept some sort of correspondence going. I understand that it fell apart when the Beatles broke up and when John Lennon was with Yoko Ono.
Richard, I know you met Juan Carrión. What was he like?
He was a very interesting man. You've got to understand that this is a person who was born in the 20s. He grew up in Civil War Spain, so he knew what hardship was like, real hardship. He was in his 40s when he met John Lennon. So he was he was brought up in a sort of conservative, he had a conservative Catholic upbringing, and yet he was very much of a free thinker and very much interested in opening new horizons. There's a very interesting photograph of him just a few years ago at a Beatles convention here in Almeria where he's dancing on at a concert. And he's mixing it there with the young people. This is a man in his late 80s, and he's mixing it with people in their 20s and so on. And he dressed in a snappy dresser. He wore a suit when he came to these events and a very thin tie. And he wore square-rimmed sunglasses. So he was quite remarkable in that way. He was a man of his generation, but very much a forward thinker in many ways.
Do we know what Juan Carrión's students thought of his methods of sort of playing pop songs and Beatles songs?
By all accounts, they all speak highly of him. Mostly his vitality and his enthusiasm and his interest in trying new things, new methods when it comes to teaching English. And at the wake this week, there was a flock of students came to his funeral to see him. There were students from the 60s and 70s who'd hadn't forgotten him, had understood that he made a big impression on their lives. Many of them went on to become English teachers as well, from what I gather. So he did leave a big imprint in people's lives.
Richard Tornay is a reporter in southern Spain. He's been telling us about the story of a Spanish-English teacher, Juan Carrión, and John Lennon. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Tornay mentioned that John Lennon was working on a movie set in southern Spain. That film was called How I Won the War, and it turned out to be a bit of a flop. But Lennon wrote a little song during his time in Almeria. Maybe you've heard of it.